Around the country, state governments and other agencies are trying to promote entrepreneurship among military veterans. Former service members are slightly more likely to go into business for themselves compared with their civilian counterparts. For our American Homefront project, Bobby O'Brien reports.
These are all green Malayan right here we're looking at. You might see a red spidica around. They'll have the thicker trunks.
Justin Douay is walking through his coconut groves in Homestead, Florida. The 28-year-old Army linguist and cyber specialist is transitioning into civilian life. That's why he bought the 5-acre Coco Rico Farms, sight unseen.
I farmed before in Texas, but it was all vegetable farming, nothing like this. But I saw the potential of money that, you know, they were growing fruit and that they, you know, that it was a good investment.
That was less than a year ago. Douay admits he knew nothing about coconuts at the time. But just like when he learned Farsi in 47 weeks in the Army, Douay sees the challenge. And his military experience is helping him in other ways. He happened to cross paths with a veteran in the food business who was looking for a fresh coconut supplier. As two Army men, they bonded instantly.
And that's part of the military mindset. You see each other and you pick up your battle buddy and they pick you up and you both have a vision, a goal, and you keep on moving forward.
So Douay and Alex Hill became business battle buddies, not partners, but supplier and vendor. Hill, who was in the Army Airborne, sells fresh coconut water to tourists along the beach. He says it's not the first time he's done business with other people who've been in the military.
You know, they have a similar work ethic as you, you know, and they also uphold those similar values that you have. It's hard to find people that have those same values that are outside the military.
About 2.5 million veterans own businesses. According to the Syracuse University Institute for Veterans and Military Families, veterans own 13% to 15% of small businesses, though they're only 8% of the population. And the Institute's Misty Stutzman says female veterans in particular are driving the trend.
Women veteran entrepreneurship has grown over 300% since 2007. Which is insane. But I think that, you know, as you look at these entrepreneurs, not only is this the startups great, but they're out earning their civilian counterparts.
That success record among veteran-owned startups has attracted the attention of states, universities, and other agencies. They've launched hundreds of programs around the country in the past few years designed to help veterans get their businesses off the ground.
The biggest thing that shows the growth of entrepreneurship and the growth of small business and how important it is the fact that communities are really investing in these programs to make sure that the next generation of entrepreneurs are supported.
Welcome to the Veterans Florida Battle of the Pitches. If you're ready to get this chicken kicking, let me hear you say, let's do it.
This is one popular feature of many entrepreneurship programs. Welcome to the state of Florida's first ever Battle of the Pitches, where veteran entrepreneurs competed for more than $20,000 in cash from the state government.
Second place is $7,500. Second place goes to Alex Hill of Florida Coconuts.
Alex Hill's company, Florida Coconuts, took second prize. He lost out to a National Guardsman with a specialized motor company. But Hill's prize came at a good time. A drop in the coconut supply and a seasonal dip in tourism has hurt his business. So he's pursuing a new entrepreneurial idea. Hill is trying to design a coconut opener, better than his Army-issued axe. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
Ooh, it still smells really good, though.